Señor presidente.
President, 75 years on from the horrific nuclear bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and following the defeat of fascism, the defense of multilateralism, of international law, and of the United Nations Charter is fully relevant. Unfortunately, the United States' unilateralism undermines the protection and promotion of human rights around the world. The United States' unconventional wars and violations of international law systematically transgress the rights to peace and self-determination. Neoliberalism is counter to the economic, social and cultural rights peoples and prevents the implementation of the right to development. Their lack of will to tackle climate change poses an existential challenge to humanity. The political manipulation and double standards that the United States use prevent genuine international cooperation when it comes to human rights. It would harm the interests of everyone to remain passive against the US threat of crushing the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela and of destabilizing the Republic of Nicaragua or destroying other nations. The United States has increased the implementation of the blockade against Cuba. This is an act of genocide under the 1948 Convention. It is a flagrant, massive, and systematic violation of our people's human rights. As the infamous memorandum of the State Department dated 6th of April 1960 points out, they have tried to reduce our people to hunger and despair. The implementation of unconventional measures to prevent our country from procuring fuel has harmed every field of daily life for our citizens. Public transport, education, healthcare, food. The full implementation of the Helms-Burton Act has deepened the extraterritorial impact of this embargo. Extreme limits have been placed on journeys and air links between the two countries. This affects Cuban families and those who reside in other countries, and it also violates the freedom to travel of US citizens. With their decision to run counter to Cuba's international medical cooperation on political grounds, the United States threatens the right to health care of millions of human beings who benefit from our medical assistance around the world. Merely suspending Cuba's medical cooperation in various countries in our region, 67 million people have received less medical care. The international community recognizes the high degree of professionalism and selflessness of the 400,000 Cuban health care personnel who, in 56 years, have carried out missions in 164 nations. The United Nations and the WHO estimate that Cuba's medical cooperation made a fundamental contribution to the success in tackling cholera in Haiti and Ebola in Western Africa. Cuba's response is a firm one. On the basis of legitimate intergovernmental cooperation programs, we will continue to save lives and to provide health care and well-being wherever we are asked to do so. Despite the United States embargo and hostility, Cuba is continuing to build an independent, sovereign, socialist, democratic, prosperous, and sustainable nation on the basis of the time-tested capacity to resist and on the basis of our people's creativity. Cuba will continue to live up to its international cooperation commitments in the field of human rights. In particular, we will fulfill our obligations that arise from international instruments in this field. Cuba reaffirms its commitment to the Human Rights Council, and we have decided to present our candidacy to become a member of the Council for the 2021-2023 period. Let me assure you that Cuba will continue to act independently and constructively within this forum, building on our experience of a developing country that stands up for dialogue and cooperation, unlike the punitive approaches and selective approaches that tend to occur. And we will protect and promote all human rights for everyone. Thank you.